You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is a story about Apple and Hong Kong. So as we all know, the protesters in Hong Kong have been using digital technology to organize. Of course they have. And the state, the Chinese Communist Party, which would like to crush the protests, has been using digital technology to track people and to retain control. So it's a battle of tech versus tech. How it shakes out will be a great story in the long run. So what's happened just now? Well, there's an app, and it allows people to know where the police are at any given moment. So it's a live police tracking app that's been created by a clever person in Hong Kong. And there are all kinds of ways that you could use it. If you want to avoid police versus protest confrontations, you're just a civilian who would like to stay out of the way, it would be a very useful service. It would also be a useful service if you wanted to clash with the police. You can see lots of things you'd want to do with it. Well, Apple just removed it. Tim Cook sent a letter to people at his company saying, "We've removed it because we received credible information that it was being used to specifically target police members." So he made the argument that Apple had looked at the facts, analyzed the facts, and determined that there were lots of uses of this app to do harm that violated Apple's terms of services. So, app is removed. But I don't know. I don't have the information that he looked at. It's pretty fishy. I mean, the app shows groups of protesters. It doesn't show individual policemen. It has lots of other uses. It seems a little suspicious, that explanation. Now, again, I don't know, but you've got to imagine that there's lots of pressure from the Chinese government on Apple right now. There's a lot of pressure everywhere. There's a lot of pressure on the NBA. And let's just put it this way. I'd really like to see the specific credible information that led to the app getting banned. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.